You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards the goal! Oh! It's the United, Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Oh! Jay Cottrell with a screamer! I don't believe it! An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's league match with Bradford Park Avenue from Saturday afternoon.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly we'll be hearing how FC United got on in their Saturday league encounter against Bradford Park Avenue, but before that it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week with squad news as FC United on transfer deadline day promoted four academy players to the first team. Midfielders Lewis Unwin and Sam O'Donnell, defender Jan Palinkas and forward Elliot Jorge Somoza-Neo will now be registered to the first team for the remainder of the season. And speaking of the first team, FC United returned to winning ways on Tuesday evening with a hard-fought 1-0 victory over Gainsborough Trinity.
So this game is being played at some pace. FC down the right-hand side again. Good player. Green's having his shirt tugged completely, but he gets to the byline. Gets the ball to the penalty area. Yeah. Oh, what a goal! And what a back flick there! Yeah. It was all the work initially down this right-hand side from Senior. He played the ball down the right. He played on Tom Greaves. Greaves' shirt being pulled. He went to the byline. He whipped it in. And the cheekiest of back heels from Craig Linfield in the twilight of his career. That's three goals in two games, and that was a wonder goal from FC United of Manchester.
Absolutely tremendous run down the line by Tommy Greaves to get to the line. He outpowered the lad and then just sent it across onto the 6-yard box. Linfield comes from back to front, let it run through his body, and as he does, just back heels it past the goalkeeper. Goalkeeper completely wrong footed. Great goal.
That was absolutely
really well worked.
Really good goal from FC United.
Swampy and Roy there from Tuesday evening's coverage of FC United's 1-0 win over Gainsborough Trinity. And finally for this week's news, FC United's Development Fund continues to play a critical role in helping raise funds for the club. Pre-match on Saturday, Ben caught up with one of the DF volunteers, Des Gallagher, to hear how fundraising was getting on.
Where are we currently, Des, with the Development Fund?
Well, in today's programme, there is an article, and it's also on the website, basically setting out where we are with the DF, how much money's been made in the last year, and where the money has actually gone. The bottom line here is that in the next 12 months, we face some really challenging issues to do with repayment of loans taken out to build the ground. The DF at the moment is responsible for paying those, and there isn't the money in the DF needed to pay it, so fans are going to have to dig really deep and contribute as best as they can to the DF via the usual outlets. That's the barrels, direct debits, pound for the ground, the holiday draw. I think if we can keep the DF, raise the profile of the DF and keep the DF in high on people's agendas in the next 12 months, it will give the board time to work a way at renegotiating, if possible, the loans that are outstanding. I'd also give them a chance to renegotiate the lease, because it's the lease that we've signed up to for this place which is causing us loads of problems. Because if they renegotiate the lease, we could have music festivals here, we could have car boot sales here, and once you start having those, then your revenue is stratospheric.
And so basically what we're saying is we're going back to when we were at Gig Lane and we needed to raise money for the ground, except now we've got the ground.
Yes, exactly. We've got a ground, we're sat in it, but there's still a lot to do. There's still a lot more to do. And individuals need to make a decision. Are they happy to come to the game in the ground the way it is, or are they prepared to sort of like try and improve it?
So what we got coming up then? Obviously we've had
we've had the comedy night just recently, which raised £2,300, £800 clear for the DF on tickets, and like almost £1,500 over the bar. In the next couple of weeks, we know that Malcolm's are going to do a Friday night club night here. We're looking at an end of season do, awards do. Vinnie Thompson is working to try and get us a sportsman's evening with an ex-United legend. I can't say any more than that at the moment, but that's being worked on. In July, I think it's on World Cup final day, we've got a couple of friendlies, home friendlies, right about that time, and there's talk about a beer festival as well. And all these individual events, people support them, dig deep, put their money in, we can make a difference.
And the other thing was, going back in my mind to 8 years ago or so, standing orders as well was another big thing.
Now that's interesting, because I don't know, have you got, Ben, when you're commentating, do you have an idea of how many people are listening to you?
Yes.
Right, okay, well, what's your average, what's your highest?
This season?
Yeah.
About 400 a game.
Right, okay, well, if those 400, if they're not contributing, but they pay £5 a month, and if they are contributing, up their payment by £5 a month, that's £2,000 a month.
Well done, Cal Vorderman, that's good, though, yeah.
That's £2,000 a month, over 12 months, that's 24 grand. People don't actually understand, people need to understand that every little bit helps, you know, and it's not a Tesco advert, this, but it really, really does help. One of the other big things we've tried to do this and with this article in the programme today and on the website is try to make the DF more transparent. People know where the money is or where the money's going, because in the past that's not really happened. We're committed, there's a new DF committee, and we are committed to being transparent about everything we raise and letting people know where it's going, etc, etc.
And are you looking for more volunteers to come forward as well with other unique ideas
Yes, we are. We're looking for anybody who's got an idea, they're quite welcome to contact me either on any of the forums, Solas One as Irish Des, or on the members forum as Des Gallagher. And I want to put a shout out here for the Andy Raithby. Andy has done a lot of the heavy lifting and carrying in this. Andy's doing an awful lot of work on publicity on social media. Andy's doing a lot of work with the draws and the raffles, the shirt raffle. I think the next one up for him is a grand national sweep we're going to do, and then we're probably looking at doing another last man standing beginning of next season. We're also going to carry on with the Armchair Army pound for the ground tickets starting next season again. So we've got lots of ideas. I mean, at the start of next year we'll have the SMRE hopefully revamped, and just think of the events we could put on in there: tribute band nights, darts exhibitions nights, folk nights, more comedy nights. So, you know, the world's our lobster, but people have got to realise that we can't sort of like sit on our hands anymore. We're back to where we are like 8 years ago. The club is in this ground and it needs money to survive in this ground, and initially the way to do it is the DF.
DF volunteer Des Gallagher there, and for more information on the Development Fund, please visit www.fc-utd.co.uk/devfund.php. And just before we move on to Saturday's action on the pitch, just a reminder that FC United will be hosting its fourth gala dinner on Friday the 18th of May, which will once again be held at the Midland Hotel in Manchester in support of the club's development fund. Guest speakers on the night will be Manchester United legends Brian McClare and David May, with the event compared by Smug Roberts and Terry Christian. Last year's hugely successful event raised over £20,000. Prices at this year's event will be £1,250 for a table of 10, with individual tickets available at £140. Tickets can be bought via the online shop or by contacting Ruth Slater at ruth.slater@fc-utd.net or by telephone on 0161 769 2005.
I say, that's the way that I like it. I say, that's the way that I like it. I say, that's the way that I like it. I say, that's the way that I like it. I say, that's the way that I like it. All the FC Radio.
To the weekend's football now, and on Saturday afternoon, FC United hosted our old friends Bradford Park Avenue at Broadhurst Park. It's now time to hand over to our FC Live team to hear if the Reds could make it back-to-back wins in the league on Saturday afternoon.
Hello everyone and welcome to Broadhurst Park. It's now time for team news. We should say the first bit of team news we've got. Joining us today, we've got Roy Sewell and we've got Emily Maguire here, the proper A team.
I think the people down there have just realised which part of the country they come from, because I can hear the word Yorkshire and they've just realised. Anyway.
And speaking of Yorkshire, how are you, Emily? Okay?
Very well, thank you.
Good. And how are you, Roy?
I'm cool, yeah. Coolio Sulio.
Good.
Coolio Sulio.
He's getting his own bloody catchphrases. Goodness in gracious. Here, isn't
it? Sounds like you're selling ice cream. Come down to Coolio Sulio's for your favourite whip.
Team news then for today.
Roger Giggs is here.
It's the same team, except Craig Linfield is captain because he celebrates his 100th appearance. Is that
hold
a draw?
Hold on. Who's allowed that in? Goodness gracious. I mean, what's going on? They got no respect.
It's an important game this afternoon, though, for FC United. If we do get a win, then is that done? Is that it? Nearly half done?
I think every fixture is important for FC United.
But especially the home games.
Yeah, especially because, I mean, at the end of the day, you've made this a little bit of a fortress for yourself, and you need to take all the positives out of it and get as many points as you can, you know, in an area that you're strong in.
A result here this afternoon gives us confidence going away against Leamington and that home game against York City. We've just got to win this afternoon, get the 3 points and make sure, I think, that 48 point mark this season is going to be there or thereabouts, keeping you safe. And this afternoon, after a nervy game on Tuesday, it's about perhaps being able to play with a little bit more flair this afternoon, Roy.
Yeah, I'd say personally, Neil, it's not really a matter of winning, it's a matter of not losing. You keep nicking them points away, you know, and pinching the points, and eventually you'll find yourself nudging up and nudging up, nudging up, and it's the one-pointers that win you, you know, safety or win you trophies. It's the one-nilers that get you over the line, you know. So don't mind about the 3 points. Just make sure we get a win. Get a result.
Well, Emily, you were last commentating with ourselves, Harrogate, and wasn't the best of games. So what are you hoping for this afternoon?
The total opposite of what I saw that day. Yeah, it's one to forget for sure. No, I think they just need to just keep, like Roy says, just keep pushing away, just plugging away at what we can. These games in front of your home crowd, these are the ones that I think you do want to win. I think the 3 points here are more important than just to let's get a draw and get 1 point. Just put the pressure on the other teams around us as well. You know, it's a very tight league, and you look at the position that we're in and the points that separate us. And I think, you know, this is the opportunity where you can come out, you can feel a little bit more relaxed because you've got the support of the home support, the amount of people that will be filling the stands, and hopefully quieting down the drummer down there with an early goal.
maybe it's Stuart just quiet and do that, lads, just taking off him, inserting it somewhere.
But I think what Tom's doing and the coaching staff are trying to do is instill that belief in each other and get them playing together. We didn't see any of that the last game that I was at in Harrogate. We didn't see that cohesion throughout the team, and I think that's something that I want to see today. I want to see the players working for each other working in units throughout, you know, the defence, working together, pulling each other across as if you're on a string, and pushing up in order to support the front players. A lot of the time throughout this season, we've seen a lot of gaps between the midfield, the attack, and then the same with the midfield and the defence, and we leave a lot of space for the opposition to exploit. So it's just making sure that we've got that throughout the team, the communication, the cohesion to really go out and the first 5 minutes settle things down. And an early goal helps you with that.
I think that, to be honest, like you talk about, settle things down in the first 5 minutes. I always feel that when I watch FC United, they always wait to see what the opposition's doing. And I think FC need to go out and set their own pace.
At home, for sure.
And see whether or not their opponents are up for that pace. Set the standards. Don't wait and see, what your opponents have got in the locker. You go out and you do what you need to do to set the pace, set the standards, and basically get right in the face.
Well, here comes Jamal Crawford. Great skill in front of one, goes past another, crosses side. Referee, let's play continue. Surely, this time the referee had a chance. I mean, he's done really. Red card.
What's the red card?
Wasn't expecting that one at all. That's quite.
Oh, that's dreadful refereeing. Oh, referee, you've got that wrong completely. Yeah, it's going to benefit FC United. But it's a red card
and a
straight red.
That's a terrible decision, that. Bloody me.
It was an absolutely fantastic weaving run from Jamal. I don't see what the referee's seen there, because it didn't look high, it didn't look clumsy. He's just been caught out by some fast feet from Jamal. He's put a challenge in that. I wouldn't have even been calling for a booking on something like that.
That's
ridiculous.
I don't understand it. I don't know what he's seen at all.
Three additional minutes, but that is woeful referee.
I don't think anybody in here, none of the players were expecting that to happen.
And just before half time as well, could you not just have a word with him?
Well, the thing is, he's let play continue on a few occasions. The ball was being played out wide right, a yard into the penalty area. He could have carried on play, and then FC have a free kick, though they're taking it quickly.
Oh, wow! That is a free kick.
Abliges is with an absolute stunner.
Wow.
But the problem is, it's come from a free kick that
It was a free kick. It's a decision after the free kick that I don't understand and I don't agree with, but he's hit that. He couldn't have hit that any better.
Well, it's a free kick, the ball into the penalty area. Irwin wins the header. King's there.
Wow. Gets
thwacked in the back, but the referee plays. Lets the play continue. Here comes Kieran Glynn. Three plays around him. Rides one, and there's a late challenge on Kieran Glynn.
That's worse. He's gone back pocket. Jeez. It's another red. That was worse than the previous, but even so, he's lost.
He won the ball. he got a foot on that ball.
The angle that he's come in at as well isn't behind.
It's not even tackled him from behind. Kieran Glynn's turned right into the tackle.
It's a free kick. I'd agree with a free kick. But as soon as that challenge went in, I knew he was going to get the same decision was going to happen.
I did not honestly think the referee was going to do that. I cannot believe he's done that. He's just made two absolute monumental cock-ups as a referee. But good play from FC United. They've gathered the second ball, they've won that. We talked about that on Tuesday. FC won a lot of second balls, and here comes FC United's number 7, Jamal Amer.
Oh, he is.
Is that a penalty?
It's just outside as he's coming.
Oh, he's very lucky there. Now that's a rash challenge. That's a yellow card.
Well, he stuck his foot out, didn't he? He stuck his leg out.
And the referee's going to give nothing.
No, he's not.
Just a free kick.
And to be honest, I feel that this is better suited to Irwin than the previous ones I've watched him take. I just feel that his free kicks lose any sort of momentum. I think a bit closer to goal like this one is, I think he might come into his own here.
Well, it's either going to be Irwin, King,
King's going to fancy
Kings,
it, isn't
yeah,
it?
He's going to
let them jump in the air and it go underneath them. King, dead centre. Can he make it 2 to FC?
He's just going to thump it.
King.
Yes.
2-0. exactly what I said. He's siphoned it under the wall.
It's not even gone with the power, really.
And it's got a slight deflection, and it's straight into the back of the net through the middle. And that was the right decision for me, was to hit it as the defence jumped, the wall as jumped up, straight through, jump. Straight underneath them. And 2-0 to FC. Kay plays it, should play it out to King. King from distance has the shot. Back to Kay. Kay ball sweeps out to the right hand side for Garner now. Garner in the penalty area. Takes it to the byline. Good ball in. Who's he going to find? He's going to find Scott Kay from distance.
Bumble and it's going to be. There it is. It's Garner on the end of it.
Well, I've got to say the commentary for the goals has been absolutely bobbins. Because the ball came across and it took an eternity to where he was going. And then, oh, Garner popped and banged it in.
Well, I say he's shown the initiative there and he's followed the ball in. But it was bobbling around. It was underneath, I think it was Greaves' feet, and Bradford couldn't clear it.
It was the back pass from Kay that confused me, because he just basically just taps it in.
He just passed it.
He P-rolled it.
You know what he did? He passed it into an area that he expected someone to be coming onto. As it was, he got a bit of a mix-up in melee between Tom Greaves and one of their defenders, and as he came across, the lad, it just fell to his foot and he just thumped it straight in the net.
With Higham, plays it to King. King still on a hat-trick. He chips in. It's a decent ball. Opportunity behind the back post there.
Oh,
and a save by the goalkeeper.
And
is it going to be a goal kick or a corner ball?
Well, no, it should be. It came off the keeper, didn't it?
And he's put somebody in there. I think
he's not. He's given a penalty to FC.
Has he?
There's a handball. He's given a penalty to FC United Manchester.
I wonder what he was. I thought he was pointing to the corner.
Saved that.
I think the ball that came across first of all. It was because I was expecting Greaves to get on the end of the head, and it just bounded across, but.
It just, it was taken, deflected away, it didn't.
Time for hat tricks, and King steps up at the SMRE in his last game. King to make it four. Oh, he does
easy.
That. He just chips it over the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper went the right
brilliant.
Way. He just
absolutely
chips it over
brilliant.
Him. And the goalkeeper's going, no! There's nothing worse when you know you're on your knees and the ball still hasn't gone in the back of the net. And it's going over your head, and there's nothing you can do. And it's four to FC United of Manchester. As the referee places his whistle to his mouth, and signals the end of the game, and FC United of Manchester, well, three vital points, four goals, two sendings off, and again the referee influenced in two very big decisions, two very poor decisions. However, FC United still have to go out there and do a job at 1-0, and they've done a job at 1-0, haven't they? They've worked hard, tirelessly, and it's 3 points deserved on their second half performance and the work rate in the first half.
Yeah, it was deserved, but you know, to be honest, you can't get away from it. You know, we know it would have been a different game if Bradford Park had had 11 men on. We know it would have been, and because of what we basically saw from them with 9 men, there was FC still had to go and beat them. They didn't fold, they didn't lay down, they didn't show the belly. So with 11 men on the park, I think that it had been a lot harder task. And they've got a few quality lads there, haven't they? You know what I mean? As well, that can play. But you know what? You can only beat what's in front of you. FC's gone out, and they've got the 3 points. King, for me, he's got the man of the match, and he's scored, even including the penalty, he's scored three quality goals.
Absolutely.
You know, so
a nice
that sums it up.
A nice gesture from Tom Greaves there. The first thing he did was actually go over towards the Bradford supporters and clap them. They appreciated that, and it's now time to get over to speak to the FC players and supporters. He's he'll do his round trip around three quarters of the ground saying thank you. Well, I've got to say again, good crowd from Bradford, good support from Bradford.
Well, to be honest, you know, they've come down, they've enjoyed themselves. They might not have enjoyed the result, but they're still enjoying themselves and still supporting their team. Quality. Love it.
Yeah, it's been an afternoon that they'll want to forget, and but they'll all remember the name Underwood, won't they? FC United of Manchester, the players are still on the pitch, and I think time for a little warm down for the players, with the game coming, well, what, they'll be on today, Saturday. We haven't got to get another game for the week.
A week?
Leamington away come next Saturday, and then a a game at home against York City. As well, Kingy will leave FC United. You would have thought after nearly 2 hours of being in the ground that the Bradford supporters might know who we are. I mean, it's quite basic, isn't it, really? It's but anyway, Ben, oh,
I'm just going to give you a conversation generator just for one more cup of coffee.
Hello, conversation generator?
Hello, everyone, on One More Cup of Coffee on Facebook and on radio. We had a bit of a mixed bag of responses when it comes to the sendings off. No one had thought the first one was a sending off. A couple of people thought the second one was...
Can I ask you your mixed bag? How many people?
Well, four.
And
Steve Wood.
No, I think the second one was worse than the first challenge and possibly worth a booking, but I wouldn't have... Neither of them were a sending off.
I think, as Roy quite rightly says, Kieran Glynn turned into the challenge.
Exactly, and that's...
There was no height, there wasn't a high boot, there wasn't studs, as far as I'm concerned. And it was just very, very poor.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that did change, you know, it did change the game and lead it into what we've seen, because it was set up to be a great game of football. It was closely contested, it was 1-0, because it was a free kick. Now, he didn't need to send the player off, and it would have still been a quality free kick scored by King. And so it would have been 1-0 to FC, and then, you know, you go on from there, and the two sides are so evenly matched.
Yeah, it was.
Across the field, and it was starting to settle into quite an exciting game with both teams trying to create opportunities. Nothing clear cut. I think Bradford had the only shot that really forced a save in that first half. And it's a shame, and it's disappointing that's happened, because those decisions really did change the course of how they had to, you know, approach the game in the second half, like both teams.
It's took the shine off FC's win as well,
yeah,
you know, and the winning of 3 points, because, you know, you're talking about decisions of a referee, and I know I've said it before, but of a refereeing display that was ruined by those two incidents. Other than that, he had a decent game. He kept the game moving.
Well,
he kept it flowing, and to be honest, he added to what the other two teams were actually doing as well.
I've seen something near on a par with the drum in a game of football. There's someone on the right-hand side dressed as a Ninja Turtle. There, look. Ninja Turtle next to Tom Greaves. Now, I hope he's on a stag do, but even that's ridiculous. But blow me neck. For the love of football and the sport in general, don't come dressed as a turtle. As the Bradford Park Avenue supporters still below us, having a bit of banter with FC United. The Manchester players are still doing a warm down out there.
5 out of 10 clean sheets now for Allinson, by the way. Just for those people.
So 50%.
Okay.
Yeah. Big win though today. In the grand scheme
big
of things.
Big win as regards points for FC, definitely.
Yes.
Big win, which will be remembered for the wrong things, which is a shame. That's a little bit sad. Got 3 points. You got a performance of a referee that's really tainted everything that the two football teams have put together, which is a sad thing, because, you know, take those two incidents away and the referees had a decent game. Sad.
We've had a text coming in saying, shouldn't we sign up the Ninja Turtle in lieu of our striking tendency to be inconsistent? That comes from Rick in Leicester.
We've also had in, the referee is part of the game, could have gone against us, just take the win and not worry too much about the decisions.
Exactly. Listen,
you don't, but when you're commentating on a game of football and you see unjust, and I mean really unjust decisions from a referee, then in that respect you've got to discuss them and you've got to talk about them, haven't you? But what we did is some teams can capitulate from things like that. Some teams will come out second half and not really put on a performance and put on a show. And we stuck to our task. We worked hard. We got that all-important second goal from, again, a well-worked free kick. You know, we went on and we were convincing. And we did it at our own pace. We did it in our own style. And in that respect, you know, you're going to be very happy. Tom will be very happy. I'm just, you know, from a radio perspective, from a commentating perspective, you know, you've won 4-0 and you've done it at a canter, and you know you've got a big game coming next week. It's whether or not that second half performance, even though you scored the goals, is the man of performance and the pace of the game, and so, because Leamington are fighting for their life, we know that, a long journey down there. So you're going to have to probably have a really good intense training session on Tuesday, Roy, perhaps, and then Thursday a lighter one, because obviously the long journey down there. Because that can, even though you've won 4-0, but the manner of that second half performance, I mean, the pace of the game, is that a help or a hindrance from a managerial position perspective? How would you deal with that yourself as an ex-manager?
Me personally, what I'd do, I'd do a really decent cool down and stretching exercise on the Tuesday. I wouldn't hammer them, because you've had quite a few games, you know, over the recent weeks, and then on the Thursday, just keep it football.
Yep.
Football, keep the flow going,
yep.
Get them doing the right things in the right way with no pressure on them, and then try and take that football ethic and that looseness and what have you onto the field on Saturday, and carry it on from what you've done away, Roy.
Comrade Williamson.
Get him in.
Give his thoughts of the game, comrade. Sorry?
We're starting doing TV interviews again. I'm supposed to be doing one.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, whoa, hold on a second. Whoa, who's...
sneaking in,
JCL it? Can't come along at this stage of the season and just take over down there. He's with us first, and then he's with you. We get a lot more out of him. But, you know... Anyway, your thoughts then? Thanks, Roy.
I thought we were doing all right when we was 11-11, actually. I thought we were doing okay. But what can you do when you've had two sent off? Well, what we do is we win. But, you know, what could they do? I mean, it just destroyed it as a spectacle, really, didn't it? Although I enjoyed it. I'm sure you did, and I'm sure all the Reds did.
We enjoyed the result. And you
I've got to ask you a question, though. Were they sendings off?
No, not at all.
No,
it was
not one.
No way.
Well, neither of them looked like it.
No.
But I was behind the goal, so I couldn't really see. But no. They didn't look like it.
It was...
You didn't really need to have to be in the ground to know that those weren't sending offs.
No. They're probably yellers, were they?
No, or maybe even not that.
I think one might have been. I don't think the other one.
The first one, though.
Okay. It was a great performance from King.
Yeah, it was.
I think he's a class player, and hopefully we can follow his career as the years go by. I thought he was brilliant today. Not just the goals, but his whole attitude, and
that's just all we've added towards his career. That'd be a nice thought.
Well, but I was down there when he was coming off, and you know, size of his smile, and this kid has really enjoyed it, I think.
Well, we said goodbye to him on Tuesday. We did an interview with him. We gave him out of the match, and before
then
before the game started today, I said, right. Forget Tuesday's interview. Man of the match again today, and he went and put a man of the match performance in. Yeah, I thought he was outstanding.
He was outstanding. I tell you who else I thought played well in the first half. You can't judge the second. I thought the two centre backs played all right in the first half today. Fag Bowler and Hughes, because I must admit I've been quite critical quite often. As you can say,
thankfully he doesn't do the TV at the moment. Well, gracious, should be off air.
That's right. But I thought they played all right.
Hyam had a quality game as well for the 90 minutes, and Stevie Irwin just did his dynamo act. You know, between box and box.
Yeah,
you know,
it's just difficult to judge going forward because of that second half. I mean, playing against nine.
Well, we was talking about it before, and the fact is, like, you know, you look at the 3 points, you look at the performance, and the only thing you can keep in your mind is those two sending offs and how they affected the game.
Yeah.
And the sad thing about it is that I also thought that the referee, if you take those two things away from it, those two incidents and issues, the referee had a decent game and added towards the ball.
Right, yeah.
He tried to. Just going back, we've got a couple of bits of correspondence. It's from Tony Waring. Says, what's up with Corbett? He's lost his puppets.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, until he gets his puppets back, we won't be seeing him. Long-term injury, it would seem, knee injury, and I don't think we'll see him until the beginning of next season. Sudlow Fortress Broadhurst Park, but a long trip down to Leamington. There is a trip down to Leamington, but we'd be fine. And then we've got Mervyn Lander, who got man of the match, the ref or King? Well, King, certainly. And we've got, do we judge the season on results like today, or how we're exposed at Harrogate and Kidderminster?
Ooh. That's not a bad question, that.
That comes in from Tom Greaves.
Or is it his mum?
That's your first question.
Well,
I think that question will be answered at the end of the season rather than now.
I
to be
agree,
honest,
I was just going to say that.
I think all you can do is you can only base and judge Tom on the games in charge. I don't think you can actually discuss all the season. I think you have to only start when he started, and in that respect, you know, you've got a decent conversation where things are have been very, very positive in many occasions. As Roy disappears and steals the
steals.
Thunder.
Thief.
Tell him from us that the radio listeners are waiting. TV is not live. Radio wait. They listen with bated breath there. Take care, Emily. All the very best. Well done. We hopefully see you with Leamington, if not York, on Easter Monday.
And thank you, Roy, by the way. Thank you. When are you next back with us? When do you think?
I'll let you know.
Oh, thanks, Roy.
You know,
it's been nice having you here.
You know, Big United take preference. You don't know.
Yeah, I do know that.
We've got a couple in. Gaynor said goodbye to Emily. And we've got Tony wearing, will FC United win again away from home? Three games versus teams around them, Tamworth, Alphington and Leamington.
Surely,
a win amongst those.
To me.
Well, we're joined. And everyone say bye. We're now joined by Tom. And Tom, in fairness, have you come straight up or have you done another interview? That's the question. Have you already done an interview already?
No, you're first every time.
Take that, TV. Yes. Listen, you can't just turn up, can they? And then decide to do it. But listen, thanks for joining us.
No problems.
A team that you know very well in Bradford Park Avenue. Supporters that certainly know you very well and you know them. And it was nice to see you right at the end of the game. Give a round of applause and also then spending some time with them. But back to FC. A very even contest for large parts of that first 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm sure you were happy with your approach play, the shape of the team.
Yep.
The referee does ultimately change things. But what are your overall thoughts of this afternoon and what can you take from today's game?
Even 11v11, we felt comfortable on the pitch. Like you say, the shape was looking strong. We were getting down the sides. We were holding it up front. We was doing all right. The movement was good. The work rate was good. The attitude from the lads was good. I don't know if it was a straight red on Jamal. He's made a great run and something's probably going to happen from it. I couldn't quite see if he was the last man, if I'm honest. Like you say, that's changed the game in our favour. But you can't think it's going to do that because we've been in so many situations before where people have lost a man and it doesn't always work in your favour. It makes the other team step it up a little bit more. Obviously, then they've gone down to a nine again. But we know that you can win games with nine men. So the message today was just don't take the foot off the gas, keep playing football, keep the ball, be patient with it. We don't have to go forward every time. If we need to go side to side for a couple of times and they've got to work hard to win it back, then do so. They're going to tire, we're going to get chances, and if we win the game 1-0, then happy days. But obviously we've gone on and scored a few more. Kingy's put on a nice little show for us.
Well, he certainly has, and you were here with us on Tuesday when we had a chat to him about his man of the match performance.
Yep.
And saying goodbye to him and then having him back here for another afternoon, and he continued from Tuesday in the same manner and put in not only with the goals that he scored but the performance and the manner of performance that he put in was exceptional. And I suppose with losing him, unfortunately, going back to Bolton, the other players can take something out of that by watching his work rate, watching what he did on the pitch, and that can only galvanise and maybe help the rest of the team going forward.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, obviously we're in a relegation battle, and sometimes bringing lone players in for a relegation battle might not be the right way. But the lads that we've brought in have bought FC United. They know what it's all about. They know what it means to the fans, to myself and the rest of the lads, to stay in this league. And they fit in superbly. I mean, you see there, Gerrard's come on again. Just his movement there, obviously it wasn't dropping for me, and he's popped up behind me, and he's smashed it in. So great to see the lone lads getting the goals.
Well, we'll go on to not dropping for you in a minute because
have you got all night?
Luke Higham again went through a patch, as a lot of players do, and he's very new to the team, and again he's a loanee, of looking a little bit rabbit in the headlights in the respect of we weren't playing particularly well, and he was being suckered into that as well with his passing and so on and so forth. But in the last two or three games now, he's showing the real quality, and him moving up and down that left-hand side, and also his vision has got to be really, really good, and again that's been helping with the rest of the players.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's another one who's fitting very well. And like you said, the last three or four games, he's looked like he's played in non-league for a long time. He's getting hold of the ball and he's looking for options. If he's got options on, then he don't give the ball away. He's a good addition to have. He's obviously played a lot of games. It's a lot of the lads have played a lot of games, so there is tired legs out there. But he's been superb again today.
We've just got a text coming in. Could you possibly untie your boots next week? Great result. That's from
Andy, not your mother. So they got it right this week. But no, I mean, all you're right in saying, I mean, the decisions we thought from the referee were horrendous. That doesn't take away from the quality of football that was on show from both teams. I thought, yeah. I know, you know, I thought Brooksby was having a good game. The likes of, you know, the quality they've got with Nicky Rowe, Ollie Johnson up top and Jamie Spencer. And then obviously they lose Rob Atkinson in the first 20 minutes. So they have to change the shape a little bit and all the rest of it. But you've got to go out and do your job. The free kick was sublime. It really was. And we were saying, really, you know, and it's unfortunate. The red car took the shine off it a little bit from us.
And you feel
that because, you know, and then in a matter of minutes, you know, the referee makes a second decision to make, again, from where we are, watching Kieran Glynn on the ball, and Glynn turns into the challenge opposed to high feet or anything like that. And we knew straight away the way the referee, it was a red. And we're thinking, you know, that, I mean, that has killed the game, but you've got a job to do. And you've gone out of the second half. They've had about 5 minutes in that second half. But then the game plan's there.
Yep.
You're comfortable on the ball. You're working it well. And you get another opportunity and a great free kick again. And Kingy, this time, eludes everyone playing. Put it underneath. And we did say in commentary, though, didn't we? The way to go with this one is let them all jump up and just roll it in. Yeah. We did exactly that.
Yep.
But overall, you've got the likes of Stevie Irwin, dynamo from top, bottom, working his way. Second half, what can you... I mean, the goals are good. The application's good. What else can you take out of that second half? Because it's a very difficult thing to do, isn't it, when you're playing against nine men and then you become very comfortable. So the tempo of the game is set by you, knowing you've got a game. You'd rather be playing against 11 versus 11 and be 2 or 3 nil up, because you know you're still going to be have not as much room. So where do you and what do you take out of that game in the second half performance?
Just to be fair, just the attitudes of the lads and the work rate and things like that. Obviously, we've tried to stay as wide as possible and as big and make the pitch as big as we can and make it difficult for them. That sometimes, again, doesn't always work for you. Sometimes you can have a little bit too much time. But yeah, just the attitudes and keeping the momentum going for us today. It was important that we didn't take the foot off the gas in the second half, and we take that into next Saturday now.
Let's just finish off then with your contribution this afternoon.
Yep.
A work... like performance.
I was like, you don't know what to say, do you?
A performance is very... Oh, no, I'm going to get to that bit. A performance, you know, that you want from your manager, player-manager. But you've not scored in 6 games out of the last 8 against Bradford Park, haven't you? Are you trying to do them a favour? Are you trying to help them out? Because you missed, for you... you're probably 106th, 7th, 8th and 9th today. And maybe 10th, in fact. You know, you could have...
Yeah.
I mean, it just wouldn't... I mean, players are out there trying to help you. It seems something. I mean, so please, just put it in. And it just wouldn't help.
It just wouldn't happen. I think the header down this end in the second half was the easiest one. The couple where Gerrard scored, it got stuck under my feet, and a couple of times it's just not dropped for me. It's one of them.
Did you not fancy the penalty?
Well, Kingy was on for his hat-trick, wasn't he? Stevie Owens obviously picked up the ball, and fair play to Stevie. He's let Kingy go get that. Obviously, Vinny's last performance, so fair play on Stevie. But, nah, it wasn't my day in front of goal.
If Kingy had only had scored one and we were 3-0 up, would you have taken it? If we'd only been, let's say Kingy wasn't on his hat-trick, would you have said to Irwin if we were 3-0 up at that point and went, hey, let me take it, I just need to get a goal?
Yeah, I'd have had to do, wouldn't I? Well, to be fair, what my idea was,
that's
it?
That's what I mean. I was just thinking, you know, someone else take it. But I mean, again, it just goes to prove, from a centre-forward's perspective, the work rate, everything on the pitch, and sometimes it just won't go in.
No.
But again, you get into those right positions, you're working hard and do everything else that you expect of the rest of the team.
Yeah, of course.
And you lasted 90 minutes for a change.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. No, it's obviously, as a striker and as a player, I still want to score goals, but it's not about me. And 6 months ago, if I'd have come off that pitch and we'd won 4-0 and not scored, I'd have been more than disappointed in myself. But we've got 3 points again. It's fired us up the table a little bit. And
up to 14th now.
Yeah, the three points is the main thing. It's not about me getting goals. Obviously, it'd help. It'd take the pressure off a little bit. But Kingy's come and done really well, and Gerrard got his goals as well. So I can't complain today.
7 points in 3 games.
Yeah.
Big game against Leamington now
huge.
On Saturday. had a big long journey, obviously, again, to down to Leamington. So yeah. Again, we've got to make sure that the players, and talking to the players, we saw Jamal come off, that looked like a little bit of cramp perhaps, and a little bit just pulled up, and then a bit more worrying was Linney. Can you tell us a little bit more about that now, or are we having to wait maybe to midweek?
It just felt his hamstring a little bit, and obviously Linney been a little bit older, you've got to look after yourself. It didn't get any easier. Sometimes you can run them off when you get a little strain, but it didn't. So just precaution, really. I'm sure Lynn is professional enough. If you don't need to train on Tuesday, he won't. Same again.
Hey, great lad. I don't have to train on Tuesday. The gaffer says, I'm all right.
Oh, Lynn is throwing a start out there, actually. I don't think anybody apart from Liverpudlians have scored for us since like January. Which is the most worrying start, I think.
Under my regime, things would be different, I can tell you that now. So he'll know himself as a player. He's open and honest, isn't he?
Yeah, true professional, to be honest.
What about young Jamal?
I've not actually had a chance to speak to Jamal. He's played two 90 minutes in... well, not 90 minutes, but he's had two starts in the last two games. It's a heavy pitch. So, just look after him again. If you don't need to train, he won't train, and we'll get him back in again Thursday, hopefully.
Fantastic. And just very quickly, questions came in regards to young Logan, and also a question came in regards to Corbett. We're right in saying, I take it, that with Corbett's pretty much for the end of the next beginning
of the
season.
To be honest, he's getting better quicker than we expected. So hopefully we'll see him again before the end of the season. Joel has had a little knockback where we think it's going to be probably a week or two, a bit longer than we thought. He went down to St George's Park on a bit of a training thing, and they've said it's going to be a little bit longer than what we thought.
Right,
and they're both out there, so that's good news for us.
And finally, you brought the four players in from the youth and from the academy sides. Can you tell us anything about them, or are we just going to help them, give them a little bit of experience? And if you need to call upon them, you will do, hopefully, when we're safe, rather than put them into something that could be a life or death situation.
Yeah, they're good,
that is.
They're good lads. Some of them played in the RAF game that we played a few weeks back, and they've been impressive in training. So we wanted to get people on board. Obviously, with the small squad, if we get suspensions, injuries, then we need people to fill the bench. And hopefully, if we do get safe, then fingers crossed we might see a few of them this season.
Well, listen, 4-0, fantastic results in the end. Helps us go up the table up to 14th now.
Yep.
And we go on to a game against Leamington. So, as always, thank you.
Top man.
FC United manager Tom Greaves there speaking to Swampy on Saturday afternoon following FC United's 4-0 win over Bradford Park Avenue. To find out now where that result leaves FC United in the league table, and for all the other results from Saturday afternoon in the National League North, it's over to Marv Willers for another edition of Marv's Sports Report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers, and hello everybody, and welcome to another edition of Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. Well, that win for FC United has seen the Reds move up a place to 14th in the league table. 6 points from the relegation zone and 8 points from the playoffs. But with teams below FC still with games in hand, Tommy's Terriers aren't out of the woods yet. However, it was a bad afternoon for Gainsborough Trinity. They're now 5 points from safety following a 2-0 defeat at Harrogate Town, while Tamworth dropped to fourth bottom following a 1-0 defeat at Curzon Ashton. Next opponents for FC United, Leamington, also fell to a defeat, 4-0 at Stockport County. Telford, though, remain in the drop zone after a 0-0 home draw with Darlington. Boston beat Chorley 1-0, while results of the day must go to Kidderminster versus Salford City, with the home team going into the last 10 minutes with a 4-0 lead, only for the visitors to get an unlikely equaliser in stoppage time. Ouch. And that concludes this week's edition of Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Marv. FC United return to action this weekend with two crucial Easter matches. Firstly, on Saturday, FC travel south to take on Leamington. The address for the ground is Harbury Lane, Leamington Spa, Warwickshire, CV33 9QB. That's the new windmill ground, CV33 9QB. And then on Bank Holiday Monday, it's back to Broadhurst Park for Tommy's Terriers as FC United host York City. Both matches kick off at 3 p.m. But as always, if you cannot make these matches in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air on www.fcumradio.co.uk on Saturday live from the Midlands, and on Monday live from North Manchester from 2:30 p.m. right here on your very own FCUM Radio. And that's the end of This Club Is My Club for this week. You can hear this show on Mondays and Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.